and your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It is Friday, and that makes me a very, very happy man. I hope it makes you a happy person as well. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. I'd like to personally invite you out to our Sunday service this week. Notice I said service. This week, and this weekend only, we're not having Sunday school. The reason for that is because we have the special gathering choir that is going to be ministering, and they're going to be gathering as the whole ministry, and it happens to be our church's 73rd anniversary. There's going to be a baptism that's part of that service, and we always rejoice when people are advancing in their faithful obedience to what God has called us to do. We're not saved because we're baptized. We get baptized because we're saved. We want to identify with Jesus' death, his burial, and his resurrection. And so we're going to reconfigure our sanctuary this week, make as much room as we can as we worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They're going to be bringing dozens of folks with them. And it's going to be great to see Merritt Assembly of God filled more than we normally see it on any given Sunday. So Special Gathering Choir used to practice on Fridays at our facility, and then the logistics changed. That made it not nearly as friendly to their members to have to travel to Merritt Assembly of God, and so they found a church that was closer to them and was less challenging for their members to get to. And so they Special Gathering holds a special place in our heart. So I'd like to invite you out to Merritt Assembly God 10:30. There is no Sunday school this week at 9:30. There is worship at 10:30. And then there's going to be a baptismal after that. And so we are really looking forward to what God has planned for this coming Sunday. Hopefully we'll see you there. If not, we'll see you here Monday, but we're still going to talk about Ephesians chapter 3 today as we look to develop our life of prayer. Every believer should be a person of prayer. Prayer is one of those things that a lot of people talk about, and yet we really don't do that much. In fact, at one point in time in my church history, there was a study that came across our desk that said that the average pastor was praying less than 7 minutes a day. And if our pulpits are prayerless, that means that more than likely our churches are prayerless, and that would be a large reason why we are not as effective and advancing the kingdom of God as we could be or should be. So with that being said, we want to help the body of Christ, especially here in Brevard County, to develop a vibrant, effective, and fervent prayer life where we're not just praying for needs, but we're praying spiritual advancement prayers, kingdom advancement prayers, which brings us to Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 14 says, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of God, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. So I'd just like to point out there, the end of verse number 20, we'll talk more about this next week, but that this is a prayer to all generations. This is something that was not just for a select group of people. This is something that the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, wanted all of us to experience. And this particular prayer is one of those progressive prayers. In other words, it starts at one point, and then it advances. Once you've established that prerequisite, it advances to the next level, to the next level, to the next level, and to the next level, which brings us now to verse number 19. And I will tell you this, you don't get to skip stages and still get the same end result. So when I was in high school chemistry class, there was a person, we were getting ready to do one of those lab experiments. I still remember the room configuration and things like that. And someone said, well, what if we do this experiment, but we do not get the result that you tell us we're going to get? And the high school chemistry teacher, who would never be allowed to be a teacher in today's academic environment, he made learning fun, but he also did it in a fun way, and he teased everyone. He was an equal opportunity offender. I still remember the nickname he gave me. And most of the people that I went to school with remember the nickname that he gave us. And he made learning fun. And if you said something that wasn't right, he kept a log, and he'd call them dumb-arrays, and, you know, like, what is a half a drop? And it's a drop. So his answer was, if you didn't get the right results, then you skipped a step. In other words, the process that we were getting ready to work on would result in the same result that it had always done, because it had been proven through the scientific method. Much of what they teach in science now is theory, not scientific fact. But, you know, that's a conversation for another day. Here we're talking about spiritual progress, spiritual growth, spiritual maturity that happens because we pray spiritual prayers. And so verse number 18, where we concluded yesterday, says that when we're rooted and grounded in love, that we may be able to have the strength to comprehend or understand with all the saints what is the dimensions and the substance of the love of Christ, is what it's talking about here. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. So I mentioned earlier in the week that we are strengthened, made strong enough to comprehend, to know that which is greater than knowledge. So here's what I would like to share with you, that to know Christ, to know the love of Christ, is not just a destination. It's a journey. It's a journey. A lot of people are just looking for a result. So when I was in math class, when I was growing up, we were given the assignment to get the correct answer. But the process involved that we had to demonstrate our work. With the way that artificial intelligence is moving forward and the way that technology is now at people's fingertips, I'm not so sure in the mathematic realm how useful that's going to be in the future, when you know, a person could simply access their artificial intelligence and say, hey, what is the square root of 4,956? And then, you know, instantaneously they can have that answer at their fingertip. I'm not so sure that with the pervasiveness of technology, how much that show your work is going to have real life application in, you know, the years ahead, the years and the decades ahead. The Bible talked about that there would come a time in the last days when there would be an exponential increase of knowledge. We're there. We are living in that reality. With that being said about mathematics, I will tell you that when it comes to spiritual development, there are no shortcuts. There is never going to be a technology invented that will be an adequate substitute for prayer, of talking to God. There is never going to be a technology that is going to enable us to know the love of Christ. It is something that is not artificial intelligence, it's eternal intelligence. It's a process that we come to experience because of the health of our relationship that we have with God. And it's substantial. So I've heard people talk about that there were, you know, that there was a spiritual reality that was a mile wide, but only 1 inch deep. There are a lot of people who are not established in their faith enough to be able to withstand difficult times. I will tell you, difficult times are coming for humanity because the Bible talks about difficult times are coming for humanity. It's a reality. And so we are empowered, we're made strong enough to comprehend and understand the substance of the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. One of my sayings is, if an infinite God can be fully known by my finite mind, there's a problem. There's a flaw. So I hope that, you know, like your relationship with God, your relationship with your spouse is something that you say, you know what, I know them better now than I knew them when I married them. And I'm still on the adventure of knowing them even better than I've ever known. I had a friend of mine. I knew this person for decades, most of my life. And this year they were promoted into heaven and their spouse is still alive. They were married for over 70 years and they were still enjoying one another's company and one another's faith. They are some of the most faithful people that I have ever known and used their skills to the glory of God for all their life. They are impacting generations. So the challenge that we have before us is to allow Christ in us to strengthen us so that we understand the love of Christ better today than we understood it yesterday. A lot of times we think, well, how could anybody not love me? You know, I'm so lovable. So I have this expression, you know, that I say, I was like, look, I am one of my favorite people. I have known me all my life. But because I know me, I know that there are some parts of me that still need God to work in me. Many people don't want to look introspectively into their own spiritual life to deal with the parts of their person that are not surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. They've not opened the door to Jesus to work in that life. I'm here to tell you that the love of God, the love of Christ, wants to operate in every area of our life, not just our spirit, not just on Sunday morning, not just, you know, when it comes time to sing songs of worship. So what is the purpose of this knowledge, which surpasses knowledge? Well, it tells us at the end of verse number 19. The latter part of this verse is a reality that most people want to experience in their life, but they don't necessarily want to go through all of the things we've talked about. So they don't realize that we need God to grant to us or give to us out of the riches of his glory, the strength and the might that comes through his spirit in our innermost being. They don't want to take the time to have an abiding relationship where Christ is abiding in their hearts through faith and they are abiding in Christ through faith. They don't want to be rooted and grounded. They're like, you know, people who are constantly migrating. They've never taken the time to get rooted and grounded in the body of Christ. And so, like I've talked about in this passage from verses 14 through 19, there are things that only take place in the community of believers, and that is we experience the grace of God that has been made available in my life and has been made available in your life, and grace that enabled you to get through things that I haven't gone through yet. So several years ago, there was something that happened in my life. It was something that caused me to miss church. I was talking about it. I'd never heard of anything like that happening before, and not going to talk about it on the radio. And so finally I had, you know, the vulnerability to discuss it with one of the men in my church, and they said, oh yeah, I remember the first time that ever happened to me. And I was like, oh, well, I'm not an anomaly then. It's nothing, you know, seriously, you know, bad, you know, here I thought I was, you know, having a horrible experience, and oh yeah, I remember the first time that happened to me. Well, I want you to know, for people who I'm in close relationship with, that, you know, if they get close to the age that I was when that happened, I will tell them, hey, just wanted to let you know this may be something that happens. This is what I did to get through that. And, you know, so I want to be the type of person that sets people up to succeed. So we need one another. I know with social media that you have access to all sorts of sermon tidbits and anecdotal statements. I'm here to tell you that in spite of all of that is available technologically, the body of Christ, we still need people. We still need one another. I wish that I could tell you that you would thrive out there all by yourself, but the odds are not in your favor. If we choose to remain isolated, we will choose to remain stuck. There's a difference between stuck and planted. The body of Christ is supposed to be planted, established, and rooted. If we're isolated, it's very easy for us to get stuck where God intended for us to grow. Now, here's the ultimate goal of verse number 19. You can't bypass all that other stuff just to get here. All of that other that we've been praying about is the developmental process that results in this. that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Think about that statement. When you think about that, when Christ takes up residence and out of the riches of God's glory begins to strengthen us and empower us in our innermost being, that Christ is residing there through faith, and he begins to cause us to be rooted and grounded and understand the substance of God, of who he is, that we would know the love of Christ, the very thing that motivates everything that God does, that then we begin to experience the reality of being filled with all the fullness of God. So, a few, let's see, it was the middle of May. So, it was right at a month ago, a month and 2 days ago to be exact. I did something that I hardly ever do. So, I'm in the era of transparency. I will tell you, from Easter until now, it has been one family event after another, which has meant a lot of eating. And so I went to this all-you-can-eat restaurant in the central part of the state, and it cooks at this restaurant. They cook home style many of the things that I grew up eating. Many of my favorite things to eat are on their smorgasbord, all-you-can-eat buffet. Normally, I restrain myself. I know what portion sizes, but I'm here to tell you that the taste buds were very, very happy with my choice of restaurants that night. And my taste buds said, we don't want a sample. We want seconds. and so that's what happened. And then they said, that was savory. Now we want something sweet. And so I ended up with two of my favorite desserts. Those are things that we do for our appetite to make sure that we are filled. And I will tell you, it's not about nutritional value, because we're already more than adequate amounts of calories and things like that. I did it, same reason you eat too much or I eat too much, and that's because we liked what we were partaking of. Can I set a spiritual buffet bar before you of the fullness of God, the fullness of God's love, the fullness of God's word, the fullness of God's peace, the fullness of God's holiness, his wisdom, his might, his knowledge, the wisdom of his provision, or the fullness of his provision, the fullness of his forgiveness, his grace, and his mercy. The fullness of his direction. I can go on and on and on and still just barely scrape the surface. Because Let me put it this way. There have been times when I have had a car that I was filling up the gas tank and did not realize how empty the gas tank was, because I just kept putting in more and more and more fuel. And I was, you know, my bank account was hoping that at some point in time I would reach capacity so that I would still have resources available for other things. What if I told you that the fullness of God, God desires, he longs for us to not experience just fullness in a certain arena of life, but in every capacity of life. And he doesn't want us operating at half full. He doesn't want us to operate at, you know, just barely going to make it. Instead, he wants us to operate out of the fullness and out of the overflow of the fullness of God. Now, here's what I will tell you. God will never pray something for us to be a reality that it's not possible for him to answer. So can I throw this challenge out there to you? That you will join us as a church in praying that Ephesians chapter 3 verses 14 through 19 would be a journey that we are on that would result in all of us experiencing the reality of being filled with all the fullness of God, that we would be filled with his love, his joy, his peace, the power of the Holy Spirit, that we would be filled with wisdom and might. I pray that we would be filled. There are people who are filled with some things. There are people who are filled with bitterness. There are people who are filled with hatred. You're going to be full of something. God wants us to be filled with the fullness of himself. And I can tell you that Bob Arthur's being filled with all the fullness of God is a much better version than Bob Arthur's without that. And I can say the same thing about you. So that's why God wants us to pray along the lines of Ephesians 3, 14 through 19, is because there's a lot of people still need to be saved. The fullness of God needs to be on display. You and I should be the trophy of his grace that other people need to see. Worked for a pastor one time. I was doing an internship with him. He said, I need you to go down and fill up my car. And he drove a really nice car. That one happened to be a Cadillac, if I'm not mistaken. I was terrified. I drove the car down. I filled it up. And it took like $4 or $5 worth of gas. I came back and I said, it hardly needed any gas. Why'd you have me fill it up? He said, because I never know when I'm going to need it. And I might not have time to stop. I pray today that we would all be filled with the fullness of God, because Brevard County needs us to be filled with the fullness of God. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you next week here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whale and Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whale and Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Realty.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time.